And what did you find out about plankton?
Oh, I was going to tell you about nearly losing my trousers, but of course I can do the plankton thing instead.
Now, let the listeners, and there must be millions of listeners out there, say, yeah, I've lost trousers, no problem. Or losing any piece of clothing.
Indeed.
In public is pretty good, yeah. But carrying it off with aplomb is the way forward. Yeah.
Well, I carried my nearly losing trousers off with aplomb, but I'll tell you about plankton. if you're talking about whether it's a meat sandwich, let's say, you're talking meat and crudity here,
yeah.
Really, because in fact, we were both right. There are meat, there are animal plankton, which are called zooplankton or zooplankton, mm-hmm. If you want the mm-hmm. absolutely correct way of pronouncing
wasn't,
that.
Wasn't Coppola's company called that, zooplankton? It was, wasn't it? Zoe Ball.
Oh, yeah. And phytoplankton, mm-hmm. which are tiny little plants. And I suppose if you're being strictly correct, then a combination of the two is what makes up what we know as plankton.
And but there is meat in there.
There is meat in there.
There is definitely meat in
yes,
there.
Yes, which include all kinds of little baby crustaceans,
jellyfish,
sea cucumbers.
Can we eat plankton? If we strained the sea, if we strained it through one of those muslin cloths, could we eat plankton? Can you physically eat it?
I think the holes in muslin would be too large.
All right, well, let's say it's very fine muslin. Can you eat plankton? Can you chew it?
If you can, the Chinese or Japanese probably
do. Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure